Since 2011, American Giant has been making everyday clothing with extraordinary effort. Not in far-off factories, but right here in the USA. We obsess over fabrics, fit, and details, because if you're going to wear it every day, it should feel great and last for years. From the cut of a hoodie to the finishing of a seam, nothing is overlooked. Our supply chain is tight-knit and local, which means less crisscrossing the country and more care in every step. The result is durable clothing, t-shirts, hoodies, sweatpants, and denim that become part of your life season after season. This isn't fast fashion, it's clothing made with purpose by people who care as much about how it's made as how it fits. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
You're gonna have sometimes low moments when you won't want to get out of bed. You just want to stay there. At times you won't want to come out the house.
When life knocks your butt down, I want you to get up and I want you to go heavy on it. When life deals you a challenge that you didn't expect, I want you to get your butt up and I want you to go heavy on it. The lesson was, when life dishes you a circumstance that you can't control, I want you to get your butt up and I want you to go heavy on it. I just want one thing from you today. Every single day, in the midst of the opposition, in the midst of the challenge, in the midst of the adversity, to first and foremost never forget that we don't burn out in life because of what we do. We burn out in life because life makes us forget why we do it. Second, I want you to get up and I want you to go have fun.
What is it that will make it worth it for you to face the rejections? What is it that will make it worth it for you to brainstorm and not be intimidated and say, I can do this? What is it that will make it worth it for you to raise the bar on yourself and say, I've got some more stuff in me? What is it that will make it for you when you want to give up and things are working against you? What is it that will help you get back up again?
It's hard living. Life is hard. It's hard handling just the tragedies of life. It's hard when you're working on something and you put everything you have in it, and it doesn't work out, you lose your money and other people's money. It's hard. You will go through things, and while you're going through them, you can't understand why it's happened to you.
Tough times don't last always. Tough people do.
Quit tripping during the process. Oh, Lord, why me? You ain't the only one. Oh, Lord, why me? You ain't the only one.
You're going to fail. You're going to make some mistakes. You got to fight. You will have opposition. Things going to happen to you in life. It's called life, and it's not personal. Stuff's going to happen.
Sure, you might lose comfort and sleep.
If you never been in the bottom, it's some stuff you ain't never had to know. But all of you that have been in the bottom, you know it all too well, don't you? You have an idea of what it feels like. You've seen some kids get put in foster care. You've seen child protective services come to somebody's house. You've seen kids come to school with less. You might have been one of the kids that went to school with less. You have struggled to give your kids a better life than the one you had.
A man's character is not judged after he celebrates a victory, but by what he does when his back is against the wall. So no matter how great the setback, how severe the failure, you never give up.
You know, you lose someone that you know dies, you are going to get put into a storm. And what's scary about it is it's an emotional storm, and you have no control over it. So you're going to break down, start crying, you're going to remember bad things, good things. You're not going to be in control of your emotions, which is very difficult for adults because we're used to having some level of control over our emotions. So for a period of time, you're going to get hit with waves of emotion that you have no control over, and they're going to knock you off your feet, and you're not going to be able to finish a sentence. It's very, very difficult. But over time, that storm is going to fade a little bit, and those waves are going to get weaker.
And it's in these moments right now that so often we feel like backing down.
Just keep moving. Don't start feeling sorry for yourself. Don't spend time blaming and talking about what happened to you. See, whatever you talk about, that's what you multiply and expand in your life experience. So don't talk about stuff unless you want it to keep on happening to you, all right? When you decide, I'm not going to settle for this. This is not going to be it for my life. I deserve more than this. See, that will start making you do some stuff. See, a lot of people go to work every day miserable, and all they do is just talk about how miserable they are, but they don't do anything about it.
You will fail your way to success. It doesn't matter how many times you fail. It doesn't matter how many times people tell you that you can't do it. It doesn't matter if you don't have a dime in that bank.
It's the obstacles in our life. It's the hardships. It's the mountains that we climb that make life worth living.
Most people don't know how many financial accounts they have or their net worth. And when you're not paying attention, you're leaving money on the table. The solution is Monarch, an all-in-one personal finance tool that brings your entire financial life together in one clean interface on your laptop or phone. In just minutes, link all your accounts for a complete picture of your financial health. You'll never need a spreadsheet again. Get 50% off your first year. That's just $50 total at monarch.com with code AUDIO. That's monarch.com, promo code AUDIO.
But the mountain's not supposed to stop you. Your mountain has the materials for your miracle.
You can be successful without an education. You can be successful without coming from a rich family. I don't care what's wrong with you. You can be successful.
Sure, it might be frightening, but so what?
The darker the night, the brighter the morning.
Enjoy every aspect of life and don't waste any experience. Because I feel like for most of us, we enjoy the good parts, right? And for most of us, most days are good days, right? But we often waste experiences that don't show up or turn out the way that we want them to. And I feel like that's a big mistake, because in those experiences are some of the greatest lessons and the greatest opportunities to shape and mold us into beautiful people.
Your conditions are not always in your control. You don't always get to decide what kind of skies you face. There are some things that are outside of your control, but your courage is in your control.
Take that leap of faith, trust yourself, and know within yourself that everything is going to be all right.
The thing that's causing you pain today actually has purpose in your life. Every season you can learn, every season you can grow, every challenge is developing you.
You've got to find ways to increase your sense of self-appreciation, because if you don't, you're bombarded with negative stuff every day that beats you down, and you will find yourself unconsciously engaged in self-destructive behavior. If you don't program yourself, life will program you. And you know within yourself that there's something you want to do, and I believe that all of us were born with a purpose, that all of us have something that we are supposed to do.
That which does not kill you will make you stronger.
All of us have some goodness within us, and that goodness gives us a responsibility to manifest our greatness. And when you know that, you can feel it in your guts, and you know that you're deliberately operating below your potential. You've gotten comfortable. You stop expanding. You stop stretching. You stop challenging yourself. Let me share something else with you. Not only is it possible for you to have your dream, but it's necessary.
Enjoy everything. Ups, downs, successes, failures. Highs, lows, like everything, right? Because in the end, it's the culmination of all of that that shapes who they will become. And so enjoy all of it. Mm-hmm. Don't waste any of it, man. Yeah. On the days where it's great, celebrate it. Days when it's not, celebrate it. It might be hard, but celebrate it. But everything passes with time, right? And so I just tell them, enjoy every aspect of life and don't waste experiences.
Suffering is the true test of life. This is a race that you run completely alone. And you're all by yourself. I'm training my mind and my body and my spirit so it's all one, so I can handle what life is gonna throw at me. Because the life I've lived, it throws a whole bunch at you. And if you're not physically and mentally prepared for that, you're just gonna crumble and you're good for nobody. and then you put a goal in your mind, how are you going to feel, man, when you accomplish this goal coming from that?
The harder the battle, the sweeter the victory. Oh, it's sweet to you. It's good to you. Why? See, when you win, it's hard and there's a struggle. See, what you become in the process is more important than the dream. That's far more important. The kind of person you become, the character that you build, the courage that you develop, the faith that you're manifesting. Oh, it's something that you get up in the morning, you look yourself in the mirror, you're a different kind of person. You walk with a different kind of spirit. And people know that you know what life is, that you have embraced life. You knew it was hard, but you did it hard.
Every storm has an expiration date. And the beauty of it, when we look back on this COVID period, it's going to be people that's going to look back on it and say, man, because of Corona, because of COVID, I couldn't produce on the level that I was capable of producing that. I couldn't do this. It prevented me from doing this. And then you're going to see people on the other side of it, the 8% that's going to look back at it and say, because of COVID, I tapped into an element of myself that I didn't even know I possessed.